So you've been talking to your colleagues, fellows from Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. How would you describe their understanding of civil society in their countries? Have you ever talked about that?
I actually know. I'm in the civil society sector myself, but I didn't really talk to my colleagues about civil society, which thank you for telling me that, because I should know more.
You should.
It's really
an amazing field. It's an honorable thing to do. Do you think of doing this for the rest of your career, or where do you see yourself?
Well, you know, I do believe that civil society has the capacity to really influence a lot of things within the country, and I do think that a lot of people kind of discount civil society. They feel that, you know, the only way to affect change within the country is by going into the government, which I really do not believe in, because I think by being fully independent, and in Mongolia's case, the civil society actors are really able to stay independent. There's not much pressure from the government, or the regulations are also pretty kind of free and flexible for us. So I do think by staying independent, you know, we can directly influence government policy and actions by being able to freely kind of express our opinions and give our opinions on what we believe is right. So, you know, it's an area that I do expect to stay in for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But somebody might argue that it doesn't pay your bills, staying in this field. Mm. What would you say to that?
Well, I think traditional nonprofit organizations, NGOs, need to really kind of evolve and you know, become different in the sense that following what the U.S. is doing. A lot of the nonprofits in the U.S. are kind of really combining a lot of the business models and being able to really take fundraising to the next level and to operate similarly to a business in terms of efficiency and in terms of fundraising, how, you know, they're able to bring together the resources necessary to hire excellent people. But obviously having very different goals in mind, not income generation, but, you know, you know, having the different goals that all of the other the NGOs want to achieve. So I do think currently, at least in Mongolia, not many organizations are able to do this. They're still very much dependent on foreign kind of grants, international kind of assistance grants. And so I think we have to look at civil society from a very different perspective if we want to make sure that it's sustainable and it's successful in the long run.
Thank you so much. Thank